Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Good afternoon and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, broadcasting live from Charlottesville, Virginia, and we are going to have a show that I think is going to touch your mind as well as your heart. And it also is going to be able to help you to maybe empower somebody that needs a little help. My guest today is Bonnie Gordon Lucas. Her wonderful item is the Get Better Communication Cards for Kids and Adults. Bonnie, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks, Donna.
You know, when I had first been advised of these cards, I was contacted by the Cancer Society. And they mentioned them, and I said, send them along to me. I'd like to see what these are. And when they sent them to me, I thought, now this is something that is so well done,
Thank you.
Is for anyone who may have someone who is sick, but not just in a hospital environment. You can have someone at home. I have a friend who's going to be going in for hip surgery. You know, this is something that they could use in a hospital. If someone is not able to speak English, if they need to communicate, these cards at this time are in Spanish, but I'm sure they'd be available in another language. But let's talk about the history of these cards and how they came about. You have a co-author, Dr. Sandra Eagleton. Tell us a little bit about Sandra.
Well, she was my sister-in-law, and the entire time that I knew her, she had cancer. She had breast cancer, and so I never knew her before that time. And she was a very magnetic, focused, dynamic, and powerful woman, with an infectious laugh, and of course I adored her. And over the years, you know, we got close, but not really very close, not close enough as far as I was concerned. When she went into the hospital, which she had to do, of course, so many times, there were times when she just couldn't speak. She didn't have any energy, so she devised a way of communicating. And that was, she put together a set of cue cards, kind of on just words on colored paper that she laminated, that she could just hold up a card with a word on it. And that way she could save her energy, and she found that quite useful.
Mm-hmm.
When she got out of the hospital, and our father-in-law was going into the hospital, she decided to send him a set also, and thankfully he recovered, and he brought them out when we got together, and he showed them around the room, you know, around the family when we got together, and they passed them around, and they got to me, and I looked at them and said, these are wonderful, and you know what they need? They need illustration, and she agreed, so that's how they got started.
Now, I'd like my audience to know a little bit about you. You illustrate children's books.
Yes.
You also do magazine illustrations.
Yes.
You have paintings that are in various art galleries, and my goodness, your work has even been on greeting cards, on CD, music covers. You've been involved with the designing of clothing and posters. Now, you're originally from New York City.
That's right.
You currently live in Indiana. And you have a Delta Society certified therapy dog.
Which you heard barking.
yes. Well, that's okay. We don't mind special sound effects. That's Spidey. And then you have what you call an American Shelter mixed breed, Psychic Sarah. So you have some fascinating animals. Now, I wanted to give a little bit of information about Sandra, because Sandra passed away in 2004.
Uh-huh.
But she had dealt with breast cancer for 18 years. She was very much involved with education and spoke often before all types of groups.
Mm-hmm.
She was the director of the Community Foundation of Western Massachusetts for, my goodness, for at least 10 years, if not more. She wrote about women in literature, life stages through stories, poems, and plays. She was working on a book about breast cancer at the time she died.
That's correct.
And so you have all of this wonderful background between the two of you. And then you got, you know, she had come up with these concepts for the cards. You got excited about them, but these were just cards with words on them. She had just done the words. You decided you were going to do the illustrations, and I have the cards in front of me. And you've got on the front cover, it looks like a gator.
Uh-huh.
And you've, I mean, it's absolutely adorable.
An alligator with bunny slippers.
Yes, and they're the ugliest looking bunny slippers I have ever seen in my life.
The American Cancer Society, they thought they were charming. For bunny slippers.
These are ugly bunny slippers. I mean, they just are ugly as far as I'm concerned, but they're so ugly they're adorable. Anyway, you've got all kinds of different characters that you bring in. Now, part of what's done here, for my listeners, I just say, visualize a spiral kind of a notebook, a 5x7 size approximately, and it may be a little bit more than that. But the pages are laminated. So whether you are dealing with a child or you're dealing with an adult, and whether they speak English or Spanish, and I'm sure it would even be available in other languages if it were requested, but each and every word, like you have the word for board, you have someone in a bed with bugs flying around their heads. I mean, it's just absolutely comical, but it conveys information, and I've known many people who have been involved in hospital situations where they were not able to communicate. They are either so much under the weather with medication, or they're in so much pain that they really can't even muster the energy to communicate with a nurse, much less with anyone that's visiting with them.
Well, hopefully you've never been in that situation, but it's miserable.
It is.
And
so
you're totally helpless. You're in a strange environment, and it's just wonderful to be able to hold up a card and say, this is what I would like to happen now.
Mm-hmm. And even if someone isn't doing very well, if you wanted to hold the cards for them,
that's right,
and flip them,
that's
and
right.
Then they could point to the one. Because
yes.
I think that when people are hospitalized, when they're ill, they want to be able to communicate, and they're not always able to do that effectively or well. And this is very good. It would enable someone, let's say that it's gone through chemo, major surgery, anything like this, they can use this to let people know, I don't want to have phone calls, I'm really not hungry, you know, it's okay for visitors to come, I feel fine. There's just all kinds of stuff that you have in here. And the one with a bathroom break with a terrier up against a tree, I thought was a hoot.
That's
and
my
then,
dog, Spidey.
Oh, yes, that's Spidey. Okay, so that gives an insight into your wonderful friend that you have.
And these illustrations, since we're talking and we can't see them, are very humorous. They have lyrical lines, and I put positive energy into them so that when people use them, hopefully they'll feel somewhat happier.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something, not only does it, again, empower a patient or someone with those that are visiting, but also it would help medical personnel.
Yes, caregivers, the nurses, anybody in oncology. I've heard from people in oncology who are so happy. They said, wish we had this last month. Wish we had this before. I really need this.
Now, the two of you did something prior to her passing away, to Sandra passing away. When she found that you wanted to do some illustrations to go along with it, she got really excited. She is very much a doer.
Uh-huh.
She knew she was going to be passing away. She just knew that was coming.
Yes.
And she did something that I think is very interesting. And I think that Sandra is an inspiration for all of us because she really had some very specific areas of belief and interest about her life. One, she said she was passionate about life.
True.
Another one was she wanted to accomplish as much as possible in the time that she had.
She was very realistic about it.
She also wanted to organize an event to benefit the American Cancer Society after she could no longer wear high heels.
That's right.
And she apparently had an awesome shoe collection because she wanted to auction the whole thing.
Her entire
How many
shoe
did she
collection.
Have in her shoe collection?
I'm sorry?
How many shoes did she have in her collection?
Oh, I'm sure it was embarrassing, but she was a real shopper. And
oh, yeah, but that's not telling us anything. Was she like Marcus's wife? Did she have 5,000?
I wouldn't say that.
Anyway, that went up for auction. And she said the cue cards that she had worked well when she's without energy,
mm-hmm.
and that she loved your work, but
yes.
there was a goal that she aimed for before she died, that she wanted to get Better Buddies, this card package. At trade shows, she made a statement that her blood was chemical soup. Her mouth was painful from all the sores that comes from chemo and radiation.
Yeah, I don't think anybody realizes what people go through.
Right. And she recommended health food store remedies that help, and that she felt like the two of you were sisters, that you argued, and then you'd go shopping. Gee, that's a wonderful way to make up, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, she was very strong-willed and very creative, just like me. So we could butt heads on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But we always made up. We were such good friends.
She also said her last week on Earth is disorienting. She said, I'm free from a body that betrayed me, which is an interesting perspective. But I love this last statement. Without arms to hold you, I can love. I still have a voice.
Well,
without
actually,
arms to hold
that's
you.
Something that she said to me after she passed away.
Mm-hmm. And that is significant. You had a very special experience after she had passed away. You know, share about what happened to you, because you did. Sandy came to visit you in a dream.
Well, Sandy kept coming to me in dreams after she passed away, and I thought, well, that's really great, but, you know, there are so many people who would also like to see her, like her husband and her sister, but she kept coming to me for some reason. And finally, I had a very clear dream where she said to me, you know, I didn't work on this project so that you could just sit on it. Please get off your rear end and do something with it. You know, find a publisher. And so that's what I did. I took a couple of weeks off and did some research. It was very hard to find somebody to send them to, but I found several organizations and several publishers. Sent maybe 5 to 7 of the copies that we had made in black and white on colored paper around with a cover letter, sent them to all the wrong people, and somehow those decks of cards got passed from hand to hand until they wound up in American Cancer Society's publishing division. And eventually somebody called me from there, the head of the publishing division called and said, would you like us to publish these? And I just thought, oh my gosh, how absolutely perfect is that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely perfect. And Sandy had come to you after that as well, but what really has been important is that this woman's concept, her idea, came into form.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been published. It is out there. It is available. The price is so nominal. And what a wonderful thing to be able to give even as a gift. If someone wanted to gift a hospital, a rest home, a facility where people are retired, mm-hmm. where maybe someone has had a stroke and they just really yearn to be able to communicate. I want to ask you a question, Bonnie. Do you feel like you are going to expand these cards?
Well, that's American Cancer Society's, you know, their insight into it would be they'd like to do it in other languages.
Mm-hmm.
Although I feel like anybody from 1 to 103 would be able to use these cards. Just the pictures tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
My 5-year-old granddaughter could tell me exactly what was on each one of those cards, although she couldn't read yet.
Mm-hmm. And what's nice is that because they're laminated and they're all put together with a spiral kind of an arrangement, it is easy to flip them. It's
right.
not hard. They're thick enough to handle where kids can use them, adults can use them, and they are laminated, so if they do get dirty,
right.
then
if they
you can...
Right, applesauce on them, they can clean them up.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you, where can people get these? What is the website? Actually, you've got a couple of websites. Give us the information.
The easiest way to get them is to go to my website, and that is mybonnie.com. www.mybonnie, like My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean,
mm-hmm.
and then just click on Bonnie's Books, and under the books you'll see Get Better. Click on that, and it will take you right to the American Cancer Society's bookstore with that book right up there, and all you have to do is order it. It's $9, and they don't charge you shipping.
They don't charge shipping.
Right.
This, I think, Bonnie, is so important for people, and I think it's absolutely charming. It would make a great gift if someone, again, wanted to give it to a retirement facility or, you know, just as if you had someone that's up there in years. My goodness, we just got news of a family member who's 93 years of age, and she's going to be going into a facility. She fell and she broke her hip, and there are times that she may not be able to communicate all that well because she's in such discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And this is perfect for her. This is absolutely marvelous. And it's a great way for people who are in the medical environment that are working with people that are ill to find out what they're thinking, what they need. Very easy, very compact. Bonnie Gordon Lucas, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today. Get Better Communication Cards for Kids and Adults. It's absolutely perfect. The size is excellent and go into a purse. You can take it with you. If you have a loved one or know of a group or organization that might benefit from this, contact them through Contact Bonnie and also the American Cancer Society through mybonnie.com, mybonnie.com. You'll find out about all kinds of information. Bonnie Gordon Lucas, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Donna, and be well.
Thank you, dear. You too. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be chatting for a few minutes, and I wanted to, again, let you know it's mybonnie.com, and this is, again, the Get Better Communication Cards for Kids and Adults. Telephone lines are now open if you would like to call in and chat with me. I'd be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 is the direct number in the U.S. Direct number for those of you in Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I'd like you to be aware of the fact that if you want to call in and chat with me, all you need to do is give me your first name or your initial. After that, let me do the talking. I will tell you things about yourself. Then you're welcome to call in and ask me a question about anything that crosses your mind. And again, Donna Sebo here, so give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I love the way people come up with concepts and ideas when their lives go through changes. There was one mother who decided she'd better put something together for herself. Her name is Peggy Frizon. She's out of New York. She said when her daughter graduated from high school, she just realized as she was watching this graduation ceremony that once her daughter went to college, everything is going to be changing. This was a single child in the household, and she knew she was going to miss her daughter, but she thought, I have got to do something about this. My goodness. Well, it's often called the empty nest syndrome, and dads can be affected just as much as moms, but moms especially seem to get hit hard with this. Well, one of her friends, when she was talking about her feelings, said, why don't we start a mom's club? Well, the light went off in her head as well as in her friend's head. They began to chat about it, and her girlfriend said, Peggy, I'm going to invite you and all of us who are having all of our kids graduate at this time, come on over to my house next month. We'll catch up with each other. Well, it became a once-a-month get-together. She said what we would do, we would have barbecues or whatever we decided we were going to do. We would compare notes about our campus trips, what to buy for the dorm rooms, how to work with our young people. And usually before the end of the get-together, someone would say, hey, come on over to my house the following month. And she said, we cried, we got agitated over things, but we communicated. We became a support group. And she said, that was over 4 years ago. All of our kids are now out of college. We still get together and meet. And she said, you know what? Our kids did leave the nest, but we put our own web of support together. I think it's so important for us to realize that there's always someone we can communicate with. One of the saddest lessons that I had to learn, and I say sad because I did this for so many years. I don't know about you, but were you raised in an environment where you were told, stiff upper lip, by golly, you figure things out on your own, don't ask for help, if you can't fix it yourself, you're a loser? I was raised with that kind of an attitude. It took me a long time, and I went through a lot of unnecessary pain and suffering until I found out there were a lot of other people that had gone through similar experiences. And when you have someone that you can talk to, when you have someone you can interact with, it can make all the difference in the world. Fortunately, today we have all kinds of support groups like Al-Anon, or maybe you've got something that you're dealing with food, or maybe you're wanting to do something with a home. Whatever it is, there is opportunity. But there is one important component, and that component is you must be willing to open your mouth and ask for help. It took me a long time, and you know what? You find out after a while, it is painless. So wherever you are, whoever you are, if you've got a challenge and you feel like you need help, you can always call in and chat with me if you like. But don't forget, there are also a lot of other good people in this world. They've walked a walk of experience, and one of their greatest joys is going to be able to help you avoid the pitfalls that they themselves went through. Speaking of pitfalls, if you want to chat with me, then give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I want to let you know about the people that are going to be coming up this week. Carol Harper is going to be my guest tomorrow. Her story, well, the book is titled Of Face Value. Her story is absolutely incredible. And it is absolutely a delight to be able to bring Carol to the air because she has such a significant story to tell about how her life totally went topsy-turvy and what she had to do to rebuild it. Not unlike what I was just talking about a minute ago, but she did ask for help, but she had to also help herself. Also, we're getting fit for summer. Trust me, when the weather gets hot, you want to look good. Well, Teresa Tapp is one of my favorite people. We're going to be talking about T-Tapp. Frustrated with dieting? Want to get toned? You're not going to want to miss this. Teresa Tapp, and we're going to be on tomorrow, or day after tomorrow with her. And then, if you want to do something green for the environment, if you're looking at dealing with some situations in the community where you want to know what you can do to make a difference, here is one of the wonderful guests that I'm going to be having talking about green ecology. We're going to be talking with Stephen Peck. He's out of Toronto. His material is about award-winning green roof designs. This is something that's not new, but it is information about how people themselves can do it either with a business building or they can do it with their home. So you're not going to want to miss any of this. We've got some great, great information to share with you. So just know these people are coming up. And don't forget, you can also, if you should miss any of our wonderful programming, all you need to do to listen to any of the Donna Sebo shows, go into bbsradio.com and just go right to the archives because within 24 hours, a show is up online. But more importantly, you can go in at your leisure to any of the other shows that I have done and you can listen and sometimes even re-listen. I've had people say, Donna, I like to listen to it again and again. So if you're a traveling person, hey, you don't have to miss a show. Busy with the kids, out barbecuing, traveling with the family, just know you can catch up on all the programming by going into our archives. Also, if you have a special story to tell, send it to me where you would like for me to know about it. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. I love getting stories from you. Now, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Tucson, Arizona. Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
greetings.
Are you cooking in Arizona there?
Broiling.
Oh, I'm here in North Carolina, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely gorgeous here, but it is percolating. I'm a Northwest gal. Anything above 70 degrees, I'm dying. But anyway, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. They've had an abundance of rain, and oh, everything is green and lush and gorgeous here. So I'd recommend anybody coming to this part of the U.S., but holy Moses, be prepared for humidity and heat.
Oh, my.
Yes, but it is gorgeous. It is well worth it. So you carry a fan with you everywhere you go, and be grateful for air conditioning, because when you step into it, you go, and I know the way it is in Arizona.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Sharon, let's get down to business with you. First thing that I am looking at, and by the way, Sharon, we're going to be taking a break in about 2 minutes, so I wanted to let you know that. So if we take a break, just stay on with me and we'll continue. Now, Sharon, the first thing that I'm looking at is there is something I'm seeing you misplacing. You have felt like you've been sort of absent-minded lately. It's as if there's things that just seem to get misplaced, and you get so flustered. Your mind is going into too many directions. Consequently, you're not keeping your focus the way that you should. I'd love to see you put two words up in front of you, the word focus and then the word clarity. Nice, big letters. Put a shadow behind them if you have to.
Okay.
Put it where you see it.
Okay.
Because what you want to do is realize that your multitasking is getting you into trouble.
Okay.
Not that you can't do it, but you want to say, focus, and I want clarity.
Okay.
Make that your orientation, because these next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to feel like you're not getting anything done.
Yeah, and I have been feeling that way for a while. I've been trying to jot things down, be more organized.
Well, make sure when you're jotting things down, you have a big pad of paper.
Okay.
And use what I'd call a broad-tipped pen or a thicker-tipped pen.
Okay.
So that you have, again, it catches your eye. So if you have, like, two lists, this is immediately what has to be done, this can wait.
Okay.
But again, the words focus and clarity, and when your eye catches it, put it in the bathroom, put it on the kitchen refrigerator, big letters on your computer screen, focus, clarity. When you have that, it'll cause the mind to become more centralized and, again, focused, and the clarity will be great. Hon, we're going to take a break. Would you stay with us?
Thank you. Yes.
All right, Sharon, we'll be back with you in just a moment. We're going to take Sharon's question. If you want to call in, the telephone number you can call into is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. This is Donna Sebo. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800
872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open. We are talking with Sharon, but let me give you the phone number if you want to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the numbers to call, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And don't forget, all I need from you is your first name or initial. And, of course, I love to know where you're calling from. So just let me do my thing, and after that, you can ask me about anybody, any situation that you're interested in. Remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Speaking of questions, Sharon, what was your question for me today?
Well, I'm looking at investing in a machine that I would use at events to sell, like, ices, Italian ices, that kind of thing. And I'm just wanting to see if you pick up that would be profitable.
I don't think so. But let's deal with some basics here. Because you are looking at doing a small business. Is this something you're going to be doing every day? Is this something that's going to be seasonal for you in Arizona? Where would you be doing it? What's involved here?
I would probably have a choice. I'm looking at doing it every day, but I would do it within reason, you know, giving myself time off.
All right, hon. You really don't have a plan worked out here, and you need to look at a couple of things. One, how much is this machine?
$400.
Okay, that's not very much money. But what you need to do, and it shouldn't take you long to recoup it unless you're selling your ices for like 5 cents a scoop, but you need to really sit down with someone who has had an experience with this kind of work. And you need to look at what your supplies are going to cost, what the value of the machine is, if it's $400, if it's a used machine or it's a new machine. You need to ask yourself, what is it going to take for you if your machine would break down? How would you fix it? What are you going to have in the way of space? Are you going to have a separate generator to run this machine? If you're going to work this, what kind of a corner are you going to be on? Are you going to need an assistant? You need to look at this carefully. You need to look at it because it's going to take a lot more energy and time than what I think you're expecting.
Okay.
But you need to ask some questions of people that are doing it.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
And you also need to ask yourself, with this machine, are you going to have a cart? Are you going to have an umbrella? Are you going to do it inside of a building or outside of a building? Because in Arizona, you are going to cook if you're outside.
Absolutely.
So you need to look at this. What are the licensing fees, which I don't think would be much? But you have to figure this out. The cost of the machine itself may not be that much money. But this isn't something that, how can I say this? It is something that could make good money for you, but you need to think through the steps. Now, you're at the height of the season where everything is so hot where people may want to buy it, but you also may have to look at where you're going to put yourself so you're going to get the amount of traffic that you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe outside of a zoo or whatever, but you've got to find out. Because otherwise you're going to be spending a lot of time. You'll have invested $400+. This is actually going to end up costing you about $1,500 by the time you finish with everything.
That sounds practical.
So look at the numbers. Look at what it's going to take and have someone sit down with you. I'd say contact someone with the Small Business Administration and have somebody go through step by step with you what you need to look at. Were you looking at doing this, again, you mentioned something full-time, but were you really looking at doing it just for 6 months, 3 months, you know, 12 months a year? What were you looking at?
It would be temporary. It's it's a chunk of time that is very temporary.
Well, then maybe you want to rent the machine instead of owning it. Explore your options. I'm not real excited about it, but it may be something that will serve you well. But if you don't do your homework, you're not going to make money on this.
Yeah, that sounds realistic.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
And keep cool.
Okay, and you as well.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye. This is Donna Siebel. This broadcast is coming to you from Charlottesville, Virginia. And I just think that this is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And I would just say, if you're going to travel and you really want to touch on the history, you need to come back to the East Coast. Those of you who are listening from the East Coast, you know what I'm talking about. But it is just glorious. It's an entirely different environment. And I think it's wonderful when you can travel around the country and you can visit all of these different environments that have had so much to do with the making of a nation. It's really very, very special. So Charlottesville, Virginia is where I am, but no matter where you are, we can talk. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And then 530-876-3222. The caller that we just were on air with, there's something I wanted to share with you, because often we don't realize how interested kids are in being able to work with money. And there was a survey that was done, and they went and they asked a whole bunch of kids from the ages of 8 to 21 what they would like to do. Interestingly, 4 out of 10 of the young people, 4 out of 10 from the ages of 8 to 21, said they'd like to start their own business. Now, that is quite a statement from a young person. This is what they said. They said to 92% of these that were interviewed said they wanted to use their skills and abilities. 89% said they wanted to build something for their future. 87% said they wanted to be their own boss. 85% said they wanted to earn lots of money, and 81% said they wanted to see their ideas realized. Anybody that thinks that young people are not thinking, they have to have a wake-up call here. I mean, this is amazing. Maybe it's because of the environment that they're growing up in. I don't know. All I know is that for 4 out of 10 kids interviewed from 8 to 21, that's what they said. Amazing statistics. And they're really interested in green. Yes, they're interested in business that is going to make a difference. And there are so many ways to be able to encourage young people to look at these various industries, to look at them and say, have an interest in it. Ah, I hear the beep. Okay, it looks like we've got another caller. I'm going to chat a little bit more about business if we have the opportunity during the show today. Hey, who's on the air right now at this moment? This is Donna. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is JoJo from California.
Hi, JoJo. Where in California?
Central Coast.
Central Coast. Okay.
Yeah.
Where I know it's absolutely gorgeous and balmy, and the weather is just tremendously enjoyable.
Yes, it is.
All right, JoJo, the first thing I am looking at with you is that you must really be attentive to detail. There are some issues that keep popping up like toast out of a toaster, and you keep trying to push them down and saying, nope, not done enough. And I think you have an attitude of perfection that sometimes can get in the way of result. And let's say you were writing a book,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I know I've edited this about 13 times, and you give it to someone, and they make comments about it, and you go, wow, that's really good information. And so instead of going to a publisher with what you have, or trying to get it published, you'd say, I've got to redo this again because it's just not right. This person made this comment, and I need to change this, or I need to change that. Somewhere along the line, JoJo, you must make it okay that you're not going to have that perfection. You can still aim for it. But let's get out and let people know what you're doing.
Okay.
Put yourself out there. Show them what you have. The worst case scenario, and again I'll use the example of a book, is that they say, this is fascinating, but you know, I'd like this more of this to be interesting. I'd like you to go more into depth, add a little bit more meat to this section. That's fine. But put it out there. If you don't, nobody's going to know anything about it. And you're going to feel frustrated. You're going to get bored with it. You're going to put your concepts, your ideas aside. Don't go there. Give the best that you have. If someone is really interested, they're going to let you know. Then you can do all the final tweaking. But I want to warn you, it's never, ever going to be totally perfect because you're always going to come up with more stuff. So you put out a second book. I'm serious. You are a person that has tremendous integrity about what you do. And I respect that. But I want you to know that you need to let people know what you have to offer. They cannot know unless you put yourself out there.
Yeah, there's a practical perfectionism, isn't there, in this society?
No, it has nothing to do with society, hon. And what it has to do with is that people, if you give your best, I'll use the example of a book. If you say, this is my manuscript, it's okay for people to make criticisms. That's all right. You grow from them. But some of those criticisms may not be valid. You may put your information in front of someone and they'll say, well, where have you been for the last 5 years? I could have used you day before yesterday. And all you have to do is say, well, I'm here now.
Yeah, I understand.
But nobody's going to read your mind. Nobody's going to know squat about you unless you say, hi, this is what I do. Take a look.
Yeah.
What's your question for me, JoJo? You're going to be doing a lot of traveling, by the way, quite a bit on the road. What's on your mind? JoJo,
yeah.
Will you wait a moment?
Absolutely.
We've got to take a break. Okay, this is Donna Sebo. I'm so sorry. Time gets away from me. What I want you to know is that you can call in and chat with me at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll be talking with JoJo, and then I'll be able to talk with you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a
Donna
difference
Sebo
for you.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a buzz, here are the telephone numbers, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. Remember, as soon as one line is closed, there's going to be an opportunity for you to get through, and all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you can ask me anything you like. JoJo, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir. What was your question for me?
What are the downloads that I do?
Excuse me? I didn't hear your question.
Downloads. I get downloads. I'm just wondering what they are.
When you're talking about downloads, what are you actually referring to? Are you referring to information that comes to you mentally, psychically? Are you talking about
just through my being. I'm sending you a mental image of the downloads and how I get them, if you can perceive that.
Well, to me, when you're asking me about the downloads, when I'm focusing on you, I don't see it as any big deal. I just see you coming in and coming out. You know, it's almost the way I work mentally. You are experiencing it perhaps a little differently than I do, but I'm not feeling any discomfort with you at all.
Okay.
Is there something specific that you wanted to ask me?
I can ask a more specific question if you want to. It's a different question completely.
Oh, sure. That's fine.
When I mentioned the word Samantha to you,
mm-hmm.
A new friend in my life,
mm-hmm.
do you see anything?
When I look at Samantha, I think that this is a person who has a challenge right in front of her. She's trying to figure out how she can deal with her creative, intuitive side and also keep her feet grounded and deal with the realities of everyday life as we have to pay attention to them on a regular basis. She gets sometimes irritated in dealing with mundane things, yet it is the mundane that she has to learn how to be at ease with so that the rest of it will come into harmony and balance. This is someone that I think is going to go far past what she's able to see for herself at this time. But there is a challenge for her physically. She must take care of herself. She must get her rest. And it's very important she have quiet time. Relative to you, I feel as if there is a companionship here. There's a trust in communication. Yet I'm seeing her go her way, and I'm seeing you go yours. So your own individuality for each of you must be respected and be respected well. And this is someone that could easily be a friend for your entire lifetime. You would maybe not see each other for 5 to 10 years. When you get together, you just pick up from where you left off, and the communication would just roll.
Yeah, okay. That makes perfect sense to me, too.
She's a delightful gal, but she's really... How old is she right now?
I think she's about 37.
Okay. That explains to me why she's having a little bit of a problem being grounded. That's the best way I know how to term it. Because I think, intuitively, she is so creative that if she did art or she did music, if she did something that had a creative expression to it, that would be very fulfilling to her. But she again, doesn't like dealing with the mundane stuff. And that is what helps her get focused, that it helps her then to be able to see a result with whatever it is she has such a passion for.
Yeah, and you say with that age, what is that, a certain age for women when they're...
For her.
For her, just
not
for her.
Not in general, it's
okay.
Just for her specifically. It is a breakthrough time for her between 37 and 42.
Okay.
It's a 5-year period that if she has patience with herself, she will be able to accomplish major things far beyond her expectations or her dreams.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll pass it on to her.
Wonderful. JoJo, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Donna. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You too. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Carol Harper of Face Value. And again, remember, if you want to get any of the archives of the show, want to listen to them, just go to bbsradio.com, The Donna Sebo Show, and hit the archive button, and you'll have it there. We also list the guests, and because of the fire, for example, that we had last week, a couple of shows, we weren't able to broadcast them because, let's face it, the fire was in the area, and we had to close down, and people had to be evacuated. So just know when things like that happen, We are going to try to keep you informed and make you aware of that. But all of these shows, the guests are listed on BBS and also in my monthly newsletter. So if you want to get a newsletter from me, and it's no charge, I do it free every month. I've been doing it for years. It's a great way to know who is in the lineup, who is coming up. Now, I wanted to share something with you that I came across in the way of information. I don't know about you and fish, but I find that there's some fascinating information. One of my favorite mammals, it's not a fish, but it swims with fish, is dolphins. I absolutely love them. Now, we all know that they have a phenomenal history about coming to the rescue of people in the ocean. And they especially will help people fight off sharks. And they are amazingly intelligent. And there is a woman by the name of Regina Asmutis Sylvia of the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society in Plymouth, Massachusetts. She made a statement about dolphins. She said they'll communicate with each other and coordinate their movements to ram a shark with their long, bony snouts. Well, I've heard about that, and I know that that is a fact. But I thought I'd share with you some of the recent events that have been recorded regarding dolphins helping people. And in 2004, there was a lifeguard who was swimming with his 15-year-old daughter in New Zealand, and there was a great white shark that approached. Talk about being paralyzed with fear. That is something that would grab you because they don't think twice about consuming a whole person if necessary. They are huge. Well, seven dolphins came out of nowhere, surrounded this father and daughter, and circled until the shark finally swam away. Unbelievable, but it happened. A Los Angeles marine biologist was in the Caribbean in 2003. He was studying dolphins, and one day while he was swimming with a young female who had lost a pectoral fin in a shark attack, she spotted a tiger shark coming up. That's right, coming up from below. I couldn't believe what I read. She burst into tears. That's when the dolphin dove at the shark. And the biologist who was studying the dolphins said it was amazing. There was a particular popping sound that it was sending out to the shark that seemed to disorient it. So the sound has an impact on the shark's perceptions. And then the last one I have here was a dolphin dubbed Filippo by the local population in Manfredonia, Italy. It helped to rescue a 14-year-old boy who was drowning in the Adriatic Sea in the year 2000. There was a teenager who couldn't swim, and he fell off of his father's sailboat and was struggling to stay above the water when Filippo swam underneath him, pushed him to the surface. The boy grabbed onto the dolphin and actually rowed this dolphin to the edge of the boat where his father pulled him into safety. Intelligence, planning, animals do it. I think too often we do not pay attention to the skills that our fellow creatures on this earth use. And I just think these are wonderful stories. And they are all documented. So this isn't fluff stuff. This is the real stuff. Well, this is Donna Sebo. I know we're almost out of time. I want to thank my guest, Bonnie Gordon-Lucas. Do go to her website and check out these wonderful communication cards. If you have an elderly person in your home, if you know of anyone who's ill, you can find out about these wonderful communication cards by going to mybonnie.com, mybonnie.com, and go into the area that is sponsored by the American Cancer Society. And not only will you be supporting a good cause, but you will also be supporting the memory of a woman that when she died, she wanted to leave a legacy, and it was in communication to help people so they can help themselves, their loved ones, and anyone else that might need it. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Wherever you are, be grateful, be mindful of right where you are. You've got great opportunity. Take it and run with it. This is Donna Sebo, live from Charlottesville, Virginia. Be back with you in a different place but same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.